Welcome to our worship this morning on Trinity Sunday and Father's Day. The world around us seems in turmoil at the moment, with Iran and Israel and Gaza, America, a plane crash in India. And there just seems so much going on in the wider world that we live in. But we come here this morning to worship God, who we know holds all things together. We may not always understand why or how it works, which Trinity Sunday, there's a lot of that. We don't always understand what's happening, but we trust and have faith that God, the God who loves us, loves the world as well. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you and also with you. The prayer or collect for Trinity Sunday. Holy God, faithful and unchanging, enlarge our minds with the knowledge of your truth and draw us more deeply into the mystery of your love, that we may truly worship you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. This is the gospel of the Lord. So, the best things in life are free. I mean, not free, but that's always good to have something that's free, but three, as in the number three. And that is because, I hope this works. What?
Somewhere in the ancient mystic trinity, you get three as a magic number. The past and the present and the future, faith and hope and charity, the heart and the brain and the body give you three as a magic number. It takes three...
See, it was worth waiting for. So three, according to the song that we eventually got there in the end, is a magic number. And we all know that the best things in life come in threes. We have breakfast, lunch, and dinner, or tea, depending on what you call things. We have the Three Musketeers. We have the game Rock, Paper, Scissors, a game with three parts. We have lots of films and books that come as a trilogy, come in three different parts. There's a rule of three when writing. We have the three bears in Goldilocks, the three little pigs. We have the three wise monkeys. And we see that rule of three in advertising. If I said to you, what's the three words that come into your head when I say Rice Krispies? Hopefully your response will be... There you go, see? See, it works. If you're on fire, what are you meant to do? Stop, drop, and roll. Absolutely. Absolutely. If you're on the in London on the trains or the underground system, you'll hear this a lot. And the transport police would say, if you see a problem, you need to...
See it, say it, sorted.
See it, say it, sorted. Absolutely. There's something about the number three, as the song mentioned, that somewhere in that ancient mystic trinity, you get three as a magic number. The past and the present and the future. Faith and hope and charity. The heart and the brain and the body. Three is a magic number. And last week, we celebrated the Holy Spirit coming onto the disciples for the first time. So this week, we have almost a natural progression as we talk about God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And in our readings today, with the Proverbs reading being about wisdom that Anna read for us. In the Hebrew, wisdom is known as chokmah. And in Greek, wisdom is referred to as Sophia. Which brings us to today, to Trinity Sunday, a Sunday which is about what we believe as a doctrine of the church. And the doctrine is just a really fancy word for saying that something we believe about, something that the church community believe. And each Sunday when we gather together here in church, we say what we believe in the words of the creed. We say that we believe in God the Father. We believe in God the Son. We believe in the Holy Spirit. And this morning marks the beginning of ordinary time in the Church of England. We've had all of our major festivals from Advent all the way through Christmas, through Epiphany, through to Candlemas, through to the Sundays before Lent, Lent itself, the Easter season, and the following Sundays, which bring us all the way up to the last week, which was Pentecost, and then to today. Trinity is the longest period of time that we have in the church calendar, which is why it's also known as ordinary time. There's no major Christian festivals to celebrate until we get all the way around in about 20 weeks' time to the beginning of November, where we celebrate All Saints' Day and the countdown to Advent begins. So, I'd like you to open your orders of service for me, as we're just going to have a bit of a wander through them and see how many times the Trinity is mentioned in our ordinary time service. So on page 3, at the beginning of our service, we mention the Trinity in what is known as the grace at the very beginning, and then again in the opening prayer on that page. And then if you turn to page 5, we have the Gloria. Whichever version we use, we mention God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And then on pages 6 and 7, again, we have the Creed, which I just talked about, where we say what we believe about those three. Today, in our communion prayer of thanksgiving, we're going to use prayer D, which is on page 11, which again, throughout that prayer, mentions the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The prayer after communion. Which is on page 14. Again. Mentions all three, as does the blessing on the following page. And I don't think, until I sat and literally went through it, section by section, that I've realised and noticed how many times the Trinity, God the Father, Son and Holy Spirit, is mentioned in our worship services that we have on a Sunday. Woven through after today, we are going to say all of those things every Sunday as we use this order of service. And the Trinity is just woven through naturally in all that we say. So what is the Trinity about? How do we explain it? For some of you here this morning, you'd probably do a much better job than I would of explaining it. And if you're new to all of this and you don't really understand what I'm on about, that's okay as well. It's something you'll come across, as we've discovered, and you'll say countless times while you're sat here, and you might not understand what it all means. And part of me thinks, actually, that's the point. I could go into lots of detail today about how the Trinity works, how there's three in one, but we worship one God, and that God has three parts, and how we have God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and they're all individual, so it's 1 + 1 + 1 = 1. I could today talk about how there have been centuries of claims of differences about how it works, and what people believe. And I could go into the history of how Trinity Sunday came about, but I'm not going to do any of that. The Trinity is part of God's mystery that we're invited to join in with. Something we are invited to be part of, not something to watch from the outside, but something to join in with, something to take part with. To explore how we're included in that, it's for you to look at Rubloff's icon. Let me just work this again. So some of you may have seen that this icon, this picture. Some of you may have a copy of it in your house somewhere, or maybe this is the first time you've seen it. And this was painted somewhere between 1408 and 1425 by Andrei Rublev. So the icon, which is called that because it's usually painted on wood, and icons tend to be of sacred events or individuals, such as Jesus or Mary, the mother of Jesus, or a saint, or a scene from the Bible, which is what we have here. And this one is found in the Old Testament in Genesis 18, where three men appear to Abraham. They have heavenly wings on them to depict that they're part of the heavenly world. And the British Association of Iconographers write that the visiting angels sit in quiet conversation. The table becomes an altar with the Eucharistic cup on it, and the oak tree in the house becomes symbols. Geometric structure, especially circles, creates a unity, allowing for representing the Trinity as a movement of unity and of love. The icon invites us to be drawn in and to become part of that circle in that quiet conversation. We're not just to be observers to the scene that's in front of us. We too are offered a space at the table with the gap that has been left at the front, drawing our gaze into the picture. In Richard Rohr's book called The Divine Dance, he and Mike Morell explore the Trinity as just that, a dance. It has movement, it has joy, it has a flow, and above all, love, to which we are invited to be part of and join in. It has an energy. There's something purposeful about it, something that can't and won't be stopped, something that can't contain anything or pin it down or fully explain what's going on, because it is a mystery. And it's okay to be a mystery. It's okay to not fully grasp what it is we're talking about today, because that's where faith comes in. In my early 20s, I attended a Bible college for a year, and we had to share rooms with other people. And we'd had a lecture on the Trinity, and I remember a conversation I had with my roommate at the time, who was really struggling to understand how to get her head around God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, but there be one God. And she wanted to be able to understand it, to figure it out, to know for certain that this was the case. But for me, it was like, okay, it's fine. I can just accept that it's a mystery and just be okay with that. I don't need to know the nuts and bolts of how it works. Because if I could explain it, it wouldn't be a mystery anymore. And therefore, I think it would lose some of the wonder and awe that we have in our Christian faith. So on this Trinity Sunday, let us go into this new week, knowing that we are invited to join in the dance of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, to be part of that mystical union that is full of love and movement and joy. All because 3 is a mystical number. Amen. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God, and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you, and with all those whom you love, now and always. Amen. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Amen. In the name of Christ. Amen.